Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 23, 1921, the Barbados Times launched a stinging critique of Mr. Charles Newton Roach, police magistrate at District F. The newspaper reported that he was holding sessions only twice weekly, on Mondays and Thursdays. The newspaper also noted that subsection 2, section 5 of the Police Magistrates Act of 1905, which dealt with sittings of the court, said, quote, "The police magistrates for districts other than District A shall keep their offices at the several police stations of the parishes for which they are appointed, or such other places as the governor may from time to time appoint, and there they shall sit daily when necessary, or not less frequently than on alternate days, at 10 o'clock in the forenoon, for purposes of clearing the police sheets, and not less than 3 days in each week for the dispatch of other business belonging to the district." The Times declared, "This practice by Mr. Roach is a deliberate, willful, and gross breach of the above subsection. We refuse to believe that the government of the island would appoint to the responsible office of police magistrate, even in the country districts, a man so devoid of common sense and ordinary ability, so thick-headed and dense, as not to be able to properly and correctly interpret subsection 2, section 5 of the Police Magistrates Act of 1905. The Times went on to assert that Mr. Roach's practice was not only, quote, "a direct breach of the law, but it permits interference with the liberty of the British subject for a longer period than is legal." The article called on the Governor, Sir Charles O'Brien, to ensure Mr. Roach held the number of court sessions required by law, and concluded this remarkable rebuke to the errant magistrate thus: "We think it is a burning shame that a man who is paid to mete out punishment to lawbreakers should himself break the law so deliberately." Fortunately, in our times, our magistrates are much more diligent.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.